Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about Critter Country getting a re-theme.
DCL announces their new ship.
And we talk about all the reasons why you should book a Disneyland vacation in 2024. Let's dive in. All right, and this is episode number 126.
Yeah, welcome back as always, everybody.
Welcome back, and welcome back to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you missed last week because you were attending to Miss Maddie. She needed some attention, and so you decided to hang out with her while I recorded.
Yeah, we had a great time, but I missed you guys.
Ah, I missed you. That was lonely. I was just talking to myself, talking to the wall.
I think you did great.
And pondering life and my decisions, but no, that was good. So welcome back. We have had a very busy week. You specifically have had a very busy week.
Mm-hmm.
You actually started a new job.
I did.
Which is, the previous one was like a hybrid thing. So you were kind of going in when you could and staying home for the most part. This is completely home.
I know.
It is full remote.
Yeah.
So Miss Caitlin is working from home now. And so I've decided, I granted you space in my office. That sounds so bad. No, we made my office a two-person office now.
Yeah,
so
it's awesome. It's a great space, honestly. Yeah. It fit well, like really nicely.
I actually ordered the same exact desk that I have.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
love that desk.
The retailer still had it. I ordered it up and it was here within a couple days, got it all set up. And so we've been putting together furniture. I actually took the week off so I could hang out with Maddie so Caitlin could be like stress-free, focus on her job completely, and I would hang out with Mads. So that's what we did.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. It worked out great. It was nice to kind of just be like, okay, I know Maddie's taken care of. We're all good to go. And I was able to just focus because, you know, like the first week's all like
it's always
onboarding
hectic.
And you're meeting new people. And again, like Caleb mentioned with the fully remote position, which I've never really had before.
Yeah.
It's all on the computer. So getting adjusted and just getting like the platforms and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's a lot to learn. And so I'm excited that we have mom here with us.
Yeah.
And
first I was like, who?
Not my mother. Mom, no. As in this nuclear family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty sick. Like, I'm super excited for that. So very proud of you and what you did.
Well, thank you.
You nailed it.
You're so sweet. I love you.
And yeah, that's what we've been up to. So it's been a lot, honestly. The mind has been more on life and work and less so on Disney. But we did get caught up on all the happenings, and we're going to share that with you here in a second. But before we do, please consider joining us over on Patreon, markethousepodcast.com/support, where we've got some exclusive content over there for you guys. And also, it's just a great way to support the show. It's relatively inexpensive. It's $5. Again, we are so appreciative of all of that, but it does go towards the show and reinvesting into that. So we appreciate all the support over there and for the supporters on Patreon. Also, you can go over to Apple Podcast or Spotify and leave us a review. That would be so appreciated. You can leave a 5-star rating on both Apple and Spotify, and then just a written review over on Apple. It means the world to us. It goes a long way, and honestly, it means a lot. So when you write a review or leave a 5-star rating, it helps Apple or Spotify suggest this show to other listeners, and it goes a long way. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, and thank you to all those who have already done so. We really appreciate it.
Yes. All right. Time for that Disney news. All right, for our first news story, we've got some, I would say, both exciting and also sad news. Critter Country is receiving a huge retheme, starting with the hat store. What is that thing called? Briar Patch.
Yes.
So this was the little tiny hat store over by Splash Mountain.
It's right across from Hungry Bear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I always forgot the name, so it's Briar Patch. It is going to be Princess and the Frog themed pretty soon. So they're retheming it to Ray's Berets.
And I love Ray's. That's exciting.
I love Ray. I just don't know if I'm excited for the whole retheme of Critter Country to be. I guess it makes sense. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. So yeah, clearly it's a Princess and the Frog retheme for two of these locations. Country Bear, or I keep calling it Country Bear. What's it called? Hungry Bear. Is staying the same.
Yeah.
So what sense does this make?
That I don't understand, which again, we're going to dive into the whole re-theme and just here in just a moment. But I did want to say, I'm excited for Ray's Berets because that's fitting. It's a store right next to Splash Mountain, aka Tiana's. However, what we're going to talk about next, I'm not really excited for.
No, this is sad.
Because even though my love for Tiana is gigantic, I think it's too much to do the whole area based at Tiana, if that makes sense.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So Pooh Corner is going to become Lewis's Critter Club. First off, a plural Lewis is hard enough to say, so I doubt kids are going to say Lewis's Critter Club.
Yeah.
But it is, they're going to be retheming the left side of that building. So the left side, which is just retail, is going to be Lewis's Critter Club. The right side of the building, will still sell treats and poo-inspired merch. So maybe, I don't know, maybe I didn't read that right. The whole entire building will be rethemed. It's just the right side still going to sell Winnie the Pooh stuff and treats.
Yeah, because as of now, they're still keeping the ride, which I'm telling you guys right now, it's on the chopping block.
Yeah, so Winnie the Pooh staying the same, the ride, and Hungry Bear. Everything else is getting a retheme.
I think they're waiting to, I don't know when, but I think they're going to do Hungry Bear and Winnie the Pooh at the same time.
It just doesn't make a ton of sense right now.
I don't know, and it makes me so sad because I understand that they're going to do new and that sometimes that's great, but I'm like, don't get rid of Winnie the Pooh and Pooh Corner. It's just so like nostalgic, and it's just one of my favorite areas. I don't know. And my whole thing is like, why retheme that whole area to just one movie? Do you know what I'm saying? That'd be like doing a whole area for Pirates. They would never do that.
Frozen has its own thing over in Hong Kong now, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think that's kind of the new direction.
Yeah.
It's a movie-themed land. Zootopia is going to be over somewhere.
But I guess with that, like, do something new. Don't just do the same shops just with an overlay over it. You know what I'm saying?
That costs a lot more money. I don't know.
I don't know.
I get it a little bit. But the concept art for both these locations looks pretty fun. It shows lightning bugs in there. Again, Disney's really good at overselling a retheme. Like, you'll look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, it looks like we're in the bayou and blah, blah, blah. And then when it's done, it may not look exactly like it. I don't know. I may be being a little cynical here. It looks pretty cool. It's just probably not going to look like the concept art. It never really does. So looking forward to it. In a way, also sad about the retheme. Critter Country, for all of this, will be closing on May 1st to start the construction. So no reopening date has been announced yet. I don't know how long this will take. Just really sad that we're barely missing it for our trip in May.
I know. So,
I don't know if Maddie's going to be able to ride Winnie the Pooh this her first trip. Maybe we'll squeeze it in the next one, but a bummer. So if you had a trip planned for the summer, do not plan on riding Winnie the Pooh or eating at Hungry Bear. These will be closed in May.
All right, next up, we have some super exciting news over at Walt Disney World. It looks like there's going to be a new drone show coming to Disney Springs.
Yeah, this was kind of cool. I was waiting for a drone announcement. They've been doing them over in Paris, and it looks so stinking cool. They've reduced the amount of fireworks they do over there, so it's like a fireworks/drone show, right? Or is it completely drones? I always forget.
I believe it's drones, but don't take my word for it.
Okay. What they do with it is super impressive. You can see, they have the outline of Mickey next to the castle. They've got all this stuff, so very impressive. I've been waiting for these drones to make their way over to the U.S., and it looks like they have. So Dreams That Soar is the new nighttime show over in Disney Springs. Their shopping district is getting a show. That is so cool.
It's so amazing.
So this is directly from Disney. It says, "You Can Fly takes on a whole new meaning as we showcase Disney stories celebrating the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and paired with a soaring musical score and memorable movie quotes."
But here's the caveat here. It's not forever. It's a very limited time.
Just the summer. So Dreams That Soar will run nightly from May 24th through September 2nd. So hopefully this is like a test. And then, you know what? I wonder why. Do you think that they end it because of storm season? They can't do it probably often? That's probably why.
I was thinking they were ending it because it's the Halloween season.
Maybe.
But I guess that doesn't make sense because Halloween starts in August.
I think they get some pretty gnarly weather.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe they just send it for hurricane season.
I could see that. Just be prepared.
Yeah. The next announcement over in Walt Disney World is Epcot is going to be 100% completed this summer. So the construction walls will finally be coming down 100% this summer. So Communicore Hall and Plaza will open on June 10th. Let me tell you what this means. The Communicore Hall will be the hub of all the Epcot festivals, providing a large space to escape from that Florida sun, all in a giant AC building.
I'm actually really excited for this because, believe it or not, I've never seen Epcot without any construction.
It's been years, absolute years. So it's been way too long. They've taken way too long on this project. It's been kind of a mess. It's going to have a demonstration kitchen, mixology bar, gallery space, and a new Mickey meet and greet, and much more. Those are the kind of the highlights. The plaza part of this opening, Communicore Plaza, will be an outdoor space that can host concerts and other performances. But that is not all. They have announced the first performance. It is going to be Celebration. I said it like a French accent. Celebration. Oh, God. Celebration Encanto. As you can tell, I'm a little rusty on the old Spanish. It's going to be a musical rendition of the story of Encanto with Mirabel and Bruno. The show is going to run June 10th through September 6th.
That's awesome. I'm glad that they're at least putting out there what we should expect.
Encanto, so, though.
It's on our favorite, but it doesn't matter because everyone else likes
it. I like nice grandmas.
Oh my gosh.
My grandmas are nice. Why does she have to be so mean?
Because not everyone's grandma's nice.
Well, did they have to make a movie about it? It was so sad.
I know.
I didn't like it.
But at the end
I just
of the day,
did not. I saw it once. Maybe we, you know what? We got Disney Plus. We should give it another shot.
Yeah.
We watched it when it first came out in Lake Tahoe, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. It was,
I don't
know. No, maybe.
No, we saw it here. No. Yeah.
No, it was a boring home. No, we watched it in theaters. I was confused because we used to go to Tahoe every year for Thanksgiving, and it was Thanksgiving time, but we were in town and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Encanto in theaters. We saw it, walked out. Meh.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can watch them sing.
Yeah.
In Epcot.
But anyway, it doesn't even matter if we don't like it because a ton of people love this movie. So this is something that you should be super excited for because, you know, Disney, they're going to make a great sing-along song.
That
it's going to be amazing.
That is true. We don't talk about Bruno.
No, we don't.
All right. And our final news story takes place over on the East Coast, specifically Port Canaveral. And that is Disney Cruise Line has finally announced the newest name and theming of their ship. It is coming 2025. Not a specific time frame. Could be early, mid, late. I'm assuming late 25. But yes, coming 25. And the new name is, ready?
The Disney Destiny.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, so this is straight from Disney. Let me tell you about what this is going to be like. The design theme of the Disney Destiny, sister to the Disney Wish and Disney Treasure, that pretty much means it's the exact same type ship as both those ships, will be heroes and villains. Drawing on the legacy of beloved Disney stories, characters, and theme park attractions to forge a cruise vacation that will empower guests to embrace their own calling aboard every unforgettable voyage. What a beautiful description.
I know. It's very empowering.
An unforgettable voyage.
I think it's going to be cool. I mean, again, villains, they're not my favorite. But again, I'm happy that they're tapping into that because, again, so many people wanted a villains land.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of like a, let's just do a cruise first.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm kind of excited for it. I'm kind of not. Like, I'm just, we'll check it out.
I am excited, though, to kind of see the older IP come back. So, like, Hercules versus, like, Hades, like, kind of like in that little intro.
Is that what
they
teased, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to kind of see if they're going to bring out maybe some Disney characters that they don't do, like, a lot of, like, they don't just use a lot.
Sure.
So, again, like, Hercules, when is the last time you saw Hercules?
Bless my soul.
Because it's so good.
We watched it on our last cruise.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that. I think they're going to do great. I'm very curious to see what, like, the rooms are going to look like.
Yes. Okay, so we're so stoked about the Disney Treasure is honestly kind of more our cup of tea. From what we've seen so far, we may swear, you know, whatever. When they release more information, we may change our opinion. As of right now, the Disney Treasure looks like right up our alley. We're definitely booking a cruise on there.
Yeah.
This one, we'll wait and see, kind of see what they do. But the rooms on the Treasure are going to be hard to beat.
Oh,
Lion
my gosh,
King.
Yeah.
Come on.
But and even that, like the Haunted Mansion bar or the lounge, you have Coco. It's just
Aladdin
like,
in the lobby or the Grand Hall, whatever they call
it. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's just some of our favorites. But again, that doesn't mean that Disney isn't going to kill it with the villains one. It's just we're not as into villains as
don't forget heroes. Heroes and villains.
Yeah, I'm
both.
More like in the villain. Now, let me tell you, though, for like a Halloween cruise, that would be awesome.
Ooh, I wonder if like the Halloween ones are going to be sick. Yeah. Well, let's continue here. The bow of the ship will be decorated with Minnie Mouse. List again, straight from Disney. The illustration depicts Minnie Mouse striking a valiant pose in a heroic ensemble, her cape waving majestically in the sea breeze as she boldly leads guests toward their vacation destinies. Again,
go Minnie.
The word power here.
I love it.
Minnie's going to be leading us through those seas and beating up villains.
I love that they have Minnie now. Like that,
Minnie's
so
everywhere.
Exciting.
So there's like Adventure Minnie, right? Mm-hmm. Explorer Minnie for the Treasure. Is she on the Wish? Like the front of, is she on the bow of the ship for the Wish?
I believe so.
Is she?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, because it's Captain Minnie.
Dang, yeah. She's like the Triton class ships.
We love Minnie.
Minnie. I love it. Go Minnie.
Now, I am curious, though, like for the next class, like who's it going to be?
I don't know. Ooh. The world may never know. But yeah, that is the news. We are excited. And also, we're kind of in the wait and see phase of this new ship. We'll see if we kind of, they sell us on this and we book for when they announce again. Says coming 25, expect possible delays that happened before. So I'm assuming, this is not official, I'm assuming late 25, possibly 26 if they run into some hiccups. right, welcome to another edition of
Name That Tune.
Groovy, baby. All right, it's been a few weeks. I am rusty on my Name That Tune trivia knowledge.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to kind of dive back into this thing and see what we can do.
I'm ready. This is my favorite segment, so I'm ready for it.
All right. Why don't you go? You going to ask me first, or you want me to ask you first?
I'll ask you first. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, first up. Look, there she goes. That girl is strange, no question. Dazed and distracted, can't you tell? Never part of any crowd, because her head's up in some cloud.
Beauty and the Beast. Belle.
Correct.
Let's go.
Did you get it for the last sentence?
No, in the very beginning. I just kind of had to catch up.
That was awesome. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, last one. I know every mile will be worth my while. I would go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
Go the distance. Hercules.
For an extra point, who sings it?
Michael Bolton.
That's correct.
I think the movie version is not Michael Bolton, but like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Remember they always have like a big star, Elton John, saying, "Can you feel love tonight?" But he didn't do the movie version. So yeah.
For the one I have on Google right now, it's Michael Bolton. So great job.
I love Michael Bolton. If you, this is not Disney friendly, but if you, it reminds me of the, what's their names? It's Andy Samberg, that group. He sings a song about Captain Jack Sparrow.
I have no idea.
It's not kid friendly, so don't have your kids watch it. But Michael Bolton sings about Captain Jack Sparrow with some guys from the old SNL, and it's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
About Captain Jack Sparrow. Okay. It's very funny, and I love Michael Bolton. So, all right, time for your trivia challenge.
I'm ready.
Can you name that tune?
Probably not, but we'll try. Okay.
Well, let's dive in here. The first one is, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but here are the lyrics. I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside, but thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride.
Okay, first of all, what was the first sentence?
I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside.
Is it the Be Prepared?
No.
From Scar?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it because you sang this earlier.
Oh, I was? I might have been belting this out early in the day, and it was on my mind.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
Literally, you'll hear Caleb around the house just sound just like that, and he's just singing songs.
Well, it's a great song. So, okay, great guess. Next one is, we make our nets from the fibers. The water is sweet inside. We use the leaves to build fires. We cook up the meat inside.
Oh my gosh.
We make our nets from the fibers. The water is sweet inside.
Oh, it's Moana?
Yes.
How Far I'll Go?
No.
No. It's the Village one.
Yes. What's it called? What's the title of the song?
The Village of Montanu?
No, it's not that called that. Okay. They maybe say that. It's not the title.
There you are?
Yeah, Where You Are.
Oh, Where You Are.
Yeah.
I always thought it said There You Are.
Where You Are.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to give you half on that one.
Okay, thanks.
1.5. I'm going to go ahead and declare I'm the victor.
Well.
Yet another win for Caleb this week. I think I've won like once or twice. Caitlin usually takes the cake, so we'll call it a draw. Does that make you happy?
Yeah.
Okay, a draw. All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is the reasons why you should book a Disneyland vacation in 2024.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
I'm excited.
I know I always say that now, but like I really am excited.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't talk about it or write about it if we weren't excited.
Right.
So you're just stating the truth.
Exactly.
We are both excited. If you follow Disney news, social media, vloggers, etc., then you probably already know the parks have been a mixed bag for the last couple of years. They're both a source of joy and frustration for many. You've got rising costs. You've got wait times. You've got Genie Plus. You've got lackluster food sometimes. You just kind of have a mix, and it's very apparent and very, I would say, talked about online, whereas the positive, not so much recently.
Right.
So we found ourselves focusing on that negative side of things a lot of the time. Honestly, it's really easy to get sucked into, if you're on Disney Instagram and all that stuff, it's really easy to get sucked into the, oh gosh, they announced this, and oh my goodness, this stinks now, and do you remember when this was this way, and now it's this way? It's really easy, and honestly, I'm not going to bash you if you have those opinions. We do as well. And it's a lot of money. You're paying really good money to go on this vacation, so you should like it.
Right.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have those opinions, but if you still enjoy going and you want to focus maybe on a positive experience, maybe focus on the good things, we're going to practice something here and talk about the positives.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the reasons why we still love Disneyland and why we still love going to the parks and why I think you should still book a vacation there. And this is not sponsored by a travel agent or something.
No.
We have no financial gain from this. We just think you should go because we love the park so much. So again, we think it's about time we share the top reasons we believe you should book a Disneyland vacation in 2024. Again, it's still an amazing trip. You'll still have a great time, even though it's different now.
Right. And again, we don't want to just sit here and go, it's only positive to go to Disneyland.
No.
Because as Caleb just mentioned, it's hard now. Like, it's just, there's so many things that do go wrong that typically wouldn't. And it's, whether it's ride upkeep or it's experiences or it's cost or it's just something going wrong. So many times now when people go to the parks, I feel like I hear more negative than positive. And again, that is unfortunate because, like Kayla mentioned, things are expensive. So again, I don't want anybody to think that just because we're focusing on the positive, that that means that we don't think anything negative is going on at the parks.
Not at all.
Because if you've been here for some time, you do know how we feel about the parks and just recently just how it's been.
Yeah.
So these are just things that we would love to highlight. We're not just leaving negative out. We just thought we would focus more on the positive, if that makes sense.
Yes, very true. Thank you for highlighting that. Again, before we dive in, if you're a Disneyland loyalist, and this is probably all very obvious to you, but if you listen, it reminds you of all the reasons you love going to the park as well, and you can just kind of reminisce.
Yeah.
And agree with us and say, I agree with you.
Yeah.
On that statement.
I agree.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go through the list. Number one, these are some of the best attractions you can experience, in my opinion, like in the world. That sounds very extreme and extravagant, but quite literally, these are some of the best themed attractions you can experience in the world.
For sure.
On this planet.
Mm-hmm.
On Mother Earth.
And nothing beats the, like, for some of these rides, like, this was like the home place for these rides.
What do you mean?
That makes sense. So, like, it's a small world. Like, that was born.
Yeah.
Like, that was there. Pirates, Haunted Mansion. Like, yeah. These are the OG ones that every other one was modeled after.
Exactly.
And again, you do have some of the parks that have, like, again, multiple theme parks have Haunted Mansion or Pirates, but they all have, like, their own little twist, whether it's a change in the queue or a change in the orientation of the ride. But the OG Disneyland ones, like, nothing beats that.
No, I know. These are the ones that, like, the OG Imagineers dreamt up, Walt on most of them. This is their creation. And so to experience that, we're very, very spoiled in the fact that this is our home park. And so we're kind of used to the history of it and stuff. For folks that are Disney World goers, mostly live on maybe the East Coast or the South or whatever, and they go mostly over there, that's very special to come visit the original park from 1955 where Walt walked. That's big stuff for Disney fans. Some people don't understand that. They're like, who cares, dude? Mm-hmm. It's a theme park.
Yeah.
But for people that understand Disney, that's a huge deal.
I think so, too. And I do think it's one of those things where if, like, overall, again, we know that other parks have, like, amazing rides. Like, we don't have Tron, right?
Yeah. And honestly, and take it back from even Disney. Think of Universal. They've got some awesome rides now, too.
For sure.
Like, Harry Potter and all that stuff. They're doing really good work.
Yeah. But I would say, like, overall, like, Disneyland's rides, like, I think they're all, like, a hole-in-one. Like, we have Guardians, the Incredicoaster, the OG Pirates, like, the teacups, like, the way that the Imagineers kind of put, like, the decorations around the teacups, right? How it's right next to Alice and just kind of, like, the overlay of everything.
Yeah.
How our small world looks, how it's all outside rather than inside versus a Disney world. How it gets decorated for, like, the holidays, like, just, like, the personal, like, little touch of magic that Disneyland's attractions have are just, they're unbeatable.
Stunning. And we have to, because of our size, because how small it is, I think they have to be very, very selective on what rides get developed and what rides are put in. And so we tend to have, I'm saying like I work there or something, Disneyland tends to have, like, honestly, like, the lowest grade you'll give a ride is like a C+ maybe. Like,
for sure.
They don't have time or space for the attraction you get off. You're like, why does that still exist?
Right.
Most of the rides at Disneyland belong there and are amazing in their own way, right?
Right.
And so we have just honestly top quality rides, whereas Disney World has the luxury. I'm not bashing it. They have the luxury and the space to go, we've got some kind of snoozer rides, but they're fun.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's basically what we're saying, is that amazing rides. Let's talk about the original, though. You talked about this before. You can experience these original attractions from opening day at Disneyland. Some of these, some of the original ones haven't made it in history. They've been replaced.
Right.
These are the ones you can still experience today. You've got the Disneyland Railroad, Mark Twain Riverboat, King Arthur's Carousel, Casey Jr. Circus Train, Jungle Cruise, Autopia, Peter Pan's Flight, Snow White's Enchanted Wish. That's clearly changed. That used to not be Enchanted Wish. It was Scary Adventures.
Correct.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, the one where you go to a fiery place of doom at the end of it. Storybook Land, Canal Boats, and the Mad Tea Party.
It's crazy how many are still left.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still there.
That's awesome.
In all their
so
glory.
So many of these rides are such a favorite for us. Like, they're just iconic. Like, I love them.
Okay, question right now.
Yeah.
If you were there right now, what ride would you go out of the ones I just listed? Which ride would you ride right now?
Honestly, I would do the railroad.
The railroad.
Especially when like the sun's going down. Like nothing beats getting on the railroad after a day at Disney with some popcorn.
Okay.
And it just sounds really relaxing. If it was like dark outside, I would definitely do Casey Jr.'s.
Oh, I love Casey Jr.'s.
With all the twinkling lights.
Smelling that diesel.
Yeah. Which one would you do?
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go Peter Pan's Flight. We rarely ride this ride because it's usually an hour long and it's a 2-minute ride. The only reason I'm going to ride it is because we've shown Maddie the video on YouTube, the ride throughs. We're trying to introduce her, again, trying to limit TV time, but also introduce her to some of these rides. So she's somewhat, I don't know if this even do anything, she's very little, but kind of expose her to the ride so she's not scared maybe when we go on it.
Yeah, and if anything, it just gets us excited.
Exactly. So. We get to watch it as a family. She gets to ride little ride throughs or whatever, but we've watched Peter Pan like 4 or 5 times, and she seems to like it.
She loves it.
On TV. So we'll see if she likes it in person.
Yeah, especially the part where like you go in like above Neverland, like she is just
starts
like
kicking in her seat.
And cooing. Like it is just, it's so sweet. Yeah. So
I'm doing
excited.
Peter Pan's Flight.
Yeah.
Because I love my daughter and I'm taking her on Peter Pan's Flight. Oh, you were very selfish in her decision.
Well, the ones I chose reminded me of you.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right, next up, we have got amazing food. Disney's food is as much of an experience as the attractions. I'm going to say it. Half the reason why we go to the parks are for the food.
I definitely agree. And I would also take it just a step further and go, especially for people with allergies.
Yes.
Like the abundance of options for you guys. Because again, in normal theme parks, they're like, yeah, you can have a cheeseburger without a bun and french fries.
Yeah. Or like, here's this wedge salad without croutons. You're like, oh, yummy.
Yeah. And again, we have voice complaints about kind of just how like things are handled sometimes with allergies. But overall, like you have to give it to Disney. Like they are absolutely amazing when it comes to allergies.
100%. They're very, very good. They, like Caitlin mentioned, could have taken the route of Six Flags. Sorry, Six Flags, that were bashing on you a little bit. Or any other of the theme parks and offered the basic cheap burgers and chicken strips and cheap, gross pizza. Like that's what you think of when you think of like, amusement park.
Right.
We've got a Six Flags somewhat near us, an hour away, and they serve some of the worst food I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And I feel like they do a pretty good job at kind of like enhancing the menus. Like they're always releasing something new, like a new drink or a new snack. Like, again, I know why that they do that, right? Because to get more money, obviously.
Sure.
But it's just a nice touch because like, when is the last time you heard Six Flags
doing
that? Something on the menu?
Not really.
So ever. Again, it's nice to see that. And again, it's refreshing knowing that I would say at least 90% of the time that the options are pretty good.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Disneyland specifically, again, California, maybe we've got more foodies over here, but the quality of food here are like quick service
for
and
sure.
stuff. Very, very good. Again, you can still get those things though. Like I'm going to say we eat actually a lot of those basic things like burgers and pizza there, but they're better. They're like higher quality. If that makes sense. In addition to the basics, you can get really good teriyaki. You can get Mexican food. You can get dressed up and go to an upscale steakhouse that night. What other theme park can you experience like that amount of food options?
Right.
It's so unique.
Especially for like when you're talking about like Disney Cruise Line, like just the options that you can get at the parks. Like it's a full like array of different options on the menu.
Versus Disney Cruise, which is a little more limited.
Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, it's like the steak, the fish, the chicken, and here's some dessert.
And then the next day it's steak, fish. Now, right. We're bashing. They have a lot of options.
They do. But like compared to like, think of like DCA, like
that's
San Francisco.
100%.
And just like the Mexican food and just the Italian, like literally just the options are just abundant. Like it's awesome to have, especially when people are at the parks all day long for multiple days in a row.
Yeah.
It's nice to have those options other than, well, I guess I can have a cheeseburger again.
Yeah. The fourth time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My heart's like, please stop feeding me red meat. Next up, we've got some great entertainment. Do you want to cry while watching water be shot 200 feet into the air?
Yes.
Do you want to cry again watching colorful explosives in the sky and projections on a beautiful castle?
Yes.
Well, I have the place for you. I messed up my sales pitch at the end there. The fireworks, World of Color, Fantasmic, those are some of the best entertainment options you'll ever see. Ever.
And
they're
the parades.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the parades. I want to say recent parades have been good. Old ones I can skip.
Like what?
I don't know, like the Mickey's, what was it called?
Put Your Ears On one?
No. It's the one with him playing the drums.
Well, you mentioned that before. I have no idea what that one
is. It's because I think they had it around for like 5 years and they didn't touch it. And it was very boring by the end of it.
I feel like that's the only one though, because when you think of like the old time ones, like, what's it called? Paint the Night and Electrical Parade and like all that kind of stuff.
That doesn't count.
Those are the old ones.
Those are different. No. Paint the Night is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's closely second is Magic Happens. Or excuse me. What's it called?
Magic Happens.
It is Magic You're Happens, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I always get that confused with like Journeys. The fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Magic Journeys, the YouTube channel.
Oh no, I don't know. Wonderful Journeys.
It's Wondrous Journeys.
Wonderful Journeys of fireworks.
Food. Yeah.
No. So yes, these entertainment options are some of the best you'll ever experience. You've got, again, Fantasmic, once it's back, is the perfect mix of fireworks, music, and effects. Weird storyline, but I can get over it. Like Caitlin mentioned, Disney parades are a must if you have kids. I would say, like, you could probably skip them if you're short on time and you're adult-only trip, but they're still fun to watch if you're walking by and they happen to come by.
Not only do they have parades, but they also have shows over at Fantasy Fair.
Like, yeah, they do. Daytime shows of, I think it's renditions of like Tangled and what else?
I actually don't
Beauty
know.
Beauty and the Beast, I believe, maybe?
I have no, I didn't know that.
I don't know. There's a few shows that they do.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. It may not be Beauty and the Beast.
All I know is the Tangled one.
Yes, we'll definitely be catching that with the little one. She loves Rapunzel. Mm-hmm. And the Fantasyland Theater. They don't have anything there now. I think Lion King ended, right? So I think it's empty for the time being.
For now. They're going to have a new show back there, though.
What
Pixar
is it?
Pixar Fest.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm super excited for it.
Okay, so we'll be catching something mm-hmm. over there.
I literally can't wait. They released that concept art for it, and it looks amazing.
Sweet. Can't wait. Next up, you've got True Escapism, another reason why we love going to Disneyland. This sounds kind of terrible, but we love our life, right? So we're not saying that like we like to escape because we hate home.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
We love our life, but when you get to escape and go to something amazing, this amazing vacation, and not for a minute think about the bills you have waiting at home, work coming up in a few days. You're not thinking about
going to the dentist.
Yeah, like dumb news stories that depress you because of our political whatever. Like, you're not thinking about politics while you're down there. You're not thinking about the upcoming election. You're not thinking about whatever. You're just thinking about having fun with your family, your loved ones, by yourself. Like, who cares? You're having a fun time. And I'm going to speak for myself. I don't think about any of that stuff for a second.
Yeah, the only thing I think about is what food I'm going to eat and how many times I can eat throughout the day.
Right?
I love eating food there. It's just, it's so fun. Like, your clock is literally like, what ride do I want to go on? Do you want to sit on that bench and eat popcorn?
Yep.
Do you want to go get an ice cream bar? Yeah, sure.
Your biggest worry of the day is like, yeah, what are we having for dinner? That's it.
And that's so awesome that Disney can do that.
Yeah.
Because again, it's one of those things where I feel like that's where truly like you get like that one-on-one time, whether it's with a friend or a partner or your family, like your kids. Like that's amazing because as Keila mentioned, lives get busy and just stuff just is going crazy. To be able to take time and just be with your loved ones or if you're just going to the park by yourself just to hang out, like that's really amazing to have.
Yeah, it's a fun time. We love other vacations, but we do not at all disconnect as much as we do on like this kind of vacation. So you can go, you know, like sometimes we'll do like a trip to whatever. Like we used to go to Tahoe a lot. I love Lake Tahoe. There's a lot of downtime. This is not the town's fault, but I can find myself if we're sitting in a hotel room or a house, I'll like pop up my phone and scroll through the news.
Right.
And whatever. You have a lot more time to kind of like still be connected to day-to-day life and home stuff. So I love that Disney makes me really detached from it because you're so busy having fun. If you want to really escape the stresses of home and have a blast with family, you need to book that Disneyland trip.
Oh, for sure.
Do it.
Yeah.
This brings us to our final point, and that is it is a great excuse to connect with family and friends.
Yes. Like I mentioned, again, there's nothing better than being at the park and just surrounding yourself with family, friends, loved ones, whoever it may be. Like, it's just a great time just to kind of, like Kayla mentioned, detach from regular life and just be in the magical realm of Disney.
Yeah.
Like, I know that sounds corny, but like, it's true.
Yeah, it's totally true. We make an excuse and make it a point to go with our family every single year. We do Disneyland. This year, we're switching it up and doing something different over on the East Coast. But more often than not, we're doing a Disneyland trip around Halloween time mm-hmm. as a family. And I love that. I love that it's a recurring thing. Mm-hmm. We can expect it. We can look forward to it. And we always have a fun time. Last time we went, it was 93 degrees in like October mm-hmm. and we still made it fun.
It's some of the best memories though. Like us literally all riding Splash Mountain together.
Yeah.
Poor, Your poor family literally just soaked head to toe. Do you remember your poor mom?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So really quick, this is off topic, but I'm just going to say because I know that these people are listening. I literally remember we're all in line. We're all trying to figure out who's going to sit in the front, right? And of course, nobody wants to sit in the front. And so we're kind of like me and Caleb's brother's girlfriend. We're talking like, okay, well, we're obviously not going in the front. So we're trying to like basically come up with an idea of like how we're going to get in the back without anyone noticing. So it's Caleb's little brother, Caleb, your mom, and then me and...
I don't know.
What?
I don't know who
went. Oh, you don't know. And then Caleb's brother's girlfriend. So I don't think your middle brother went on this one.
Okay.
So we're all going and literally the cast member directs us to where we're supposed to be standing and Caleb's little brother and his mom are literally just talking and literally me and Caleb's brother's girlfriend just race to the back and Caleb didn't say anything and poor your mom had
that's messed up.
You were a part of it. Don't act like it's just
I mean
me.
I just was like probably just boarding like a normal human being.
It was, and let me tell you guys, they were soaked head to toe. Caleb's poor mom sat in the front. She was literally dripping wet and it was freezing when we got off.
It's messed up, man.
So again, little memories like that though, of like just going with people that you love, like you'll never forget that.
That is true. It is always a good time. Again, we use Disneyland trips as an excuse to get together with friends. We've got some friends down in a family down in the Orange County, LA area. And so we're always like, hey, meet us up for some dinner at Downtown Disney. Let's get together. One time my family, we were down there and we had friends text us and say, where are you guys at? We were like, oh, we're at Disneyland. They said, do you mind if we come hang out? We're like, sure. They drove 6 hours.
Oh,
last
right.
minute to join us. They bought tickets while they were driving
yeah.
and joined us on our Disneyland vacation.
Can't do that anymore though with reservations.
No, you can't. But how wild is that?
That's so crazy.
Right? It's the perfect place to connect with family and friends near and far. So if you want to do a family reunion, if you want to see some friends that you haven't seen in years, what's a better place than just going, let's fly down to Anaheim and go to Disneyland.
And speaking of friends,
we
are going to be seeing some special friends on our next trip down there.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, we are. I'm so confused. We've got a million trips. We possibly have a work trip for you down there.
We do.
Earlier. Mm-hmm. So I'm so confused. I'm booking like 8 trips at once.
For our May trip, we have very special friends that are going to be down there the exact same time as we are.
I know. It'll be so much fun.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. But yes, so that is what we're up to. That is what you can expect at Disneyland. If you are booking a trip for Disneyland this year, please let us know. We would love to see if our dates align and maybe we can just hang out and say hello.
Yeah.
We would love to help you plan. Again, we're not official travel agents or anything. We're just friends that would love to help you on the internet. So if you've got questions about allergies, about rides, about what to skip, what to hit, we would love to help you. So message us over on Instagram, Market House Podcast. We would be more than happy to help you plan that vacation.
Yeah.
Just for as friends.
And just say hi.
And just say hi.
We love to say hi. We appreciate all you guys that just literally message us to say hello. How
yes.
are you?
And speaking of, I do have to address this over the webs, over the airwaves. How do you say this? I am so sorry. If we take a while to get back to you on Instagram, we apologize. Our lives have been upside down since little Maddie has been born. We love her to death, but it just changes things. Our sleep schedule is different. Our life is different. We're both back working. Caitlin has a new job. So we're kind of focused on just life stuff for the most part. And so again, we apologize. We do not open the app up as often as we wish or used to.
Right.
We will get better. We will kind of adapt to this new life. It's just going to take us some time. So if you message us and we take a week or two to get back to you, please do not be offended. We just are just trying to find time to make it happen.
Yeah, we're not ignoring you. We actually really love when we get messages from
yes.
you guys. So thank you so much all who have checked in and just to say hello, like I mentioned. And then again, for those who reach out and send pictures of you guys at the parks of your families, literally makes my entire day. Like I get so excited when I see you guys at Market House or you guys are on a ride with your kids. Like that is just so special. The fact that you guys even think of us and send us those pictures, like it just makes our whole day. So thank you so much. Like we appreciate all of you.
You know what we should do? And Disneyland is going to frown upon this.
What?
If we,
what are you saying?
If we printed out photos of us that make us look like employees or something like that of Market House and had, when our listeners go to the parks, they can stick that picture on the window.
No. Don't. No.
And so every single time someone goes, I go, look it, it's the employees of the month. Caleb and Caitlin at Market House. No, you don't like this idea. I just thought of it right now.
We're going to get kicked out of Disney.
Okay, we're not doing it. We're not moving forward. If you do it on your own, we're not going to be upset. But if we're not going to do an organized effort.
You want people to put pictures of us on Market House's windows?
I just think it'd be funny.
No, please don't do that.
Okay, don't do it. But maybe think about it.
No.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find us over on Instagram and Threads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Both are a huge help to the show. Just a reminder, we do have a Patreon. We would love if you join us over there. It'd mean a whole lot to us. MarketHousePodcast.com/support. Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. You can check out the episode details for that link. Use code MARKETHOUSE10 to save an additional $10 on your vacation. Join us next week for another episode. It's been fun. It's been Disney. It's been popcorn delicious. Bye.
Bye.